Welcome to Super Short Storytime, lovers of literature and fans of fiction. I am Eduardo Solis, the author and narrator of the brilliantly brief tale that you are about to hear. Stories come from different places, and this particular tale was inspired by a piece of art, Hello Again, by Mary Mouse. In the piece, Mary Mouse is looking up at a sad-looking crow that's sitting up in a dilapidated tree as rain falls about them. I thought over what they could have been talking about, and so I give you this ponderous piece of prose that I call A Rainy Day Encounter. Mary Mouse was a little upset with herself. She had stopped at a friend's house on her way home with the intention of popping in to quickly say hello. That had been 2 hours ago and 1 hour since the rain had started. Mary now found herself walking underneath a miserable, darkened sky while a steady rain came down. At least I had the sense to bring a cloak, she thought to herself. While Mary's back was drying, her head was wet and her feet were getting cold from the wet ground. She walked briskly but was careful to not go too fast for fear of slipping and falling. "Hi there," a voice suddenly said. Mary stopped dead in her tracks despite the rain. She looked around but saw no one. "Hello?" she asked. "Up here," a voice from above called. Mary placed a hand over her eyes and looked up. She saw a crow sitting on a branch in a decrepit tree, its lifeless branches providing the little bird no protection at all from the rain. "Hi there," the crow repeated. The grin on his face belied the sad look that he had in his eyes. "Hello, Mr. Crow," Mary said, giving a small wave with her other hand. "What are you doing out here in this terrible weather?" "I am waiting," he replied. "Waiting for what?" Mary asked, her curiosity now piqued. The crow let out a sad little sigh before answering. "I am waiting for my true love, Miss Mouse. It is destiny that we meet, fall in love, and be happy together forever. If I am patient, she will come to me. It is destiny." "I see," Mary said. "Now, I don't want to be rude, but I have to ask. What if your true love never comes?" she inquired. "But she will," the crow replied. "Why do you say that?" Mary asked. "Because she must," the crow answered. "What makes you so sure?" Mary pressed. "Because it is destiny," the crow insisted. This is clearly going nowhere, Mary thought to herself. She let out a small humph and thought for a moment. "So you have been waiting here all this time for your true love?" she asked. "Yes, I don't want to miss her," the crow answered. "But if it is destiny that you meet her, Mr. Crow, then it won't matter where you are," Mary said. "But it's a big world out there, and I'm afraid that I'll miss her," the crow worriedly said. "Fly, my friend. Don't be afraid," Mary said. "Live your life, be happy, and always keep your eyes open. For the one you seek may be waiting for you just over the next hill." A thoughtful look came over the crow as he pondered Mary's advice. "Perhaps I shall, Miss Mouse. Except for meeting you, nothing has come from all this waiting. I think I will fly tomorrow." "Why not today?" Mary asked, a little concern entering her voice.
"Because it's still raining, Miss Mouse,"
the crow said with a grin, and they both laughed. "Fair enough, Mr. Crow. Farewell to you, and good luck." She gave a small wave to the crow before dashing off into the evening, her feet splashing the rain-soaked ground. The end. Remember, dear listener, life won't come to you. Instead, you have to meet it head-on. Just remember to be careful in the rain. This has been Super Short Story Time. For more wonderfully weird words, visit EduardoSolis.com, and I thank you for listening. Be good, take care, and God bless.